On a scale of 0 to 10, how passionate are you about your faith in Jesus? I mean, is there a fire burning in your heart for him, a flame that can't be put out? Or has it grown dim? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I try not to get annoyed. I mean, really, I do. But if there's one thing I just don't get, it's people who say they believe in Jesus, and yet there's no enthusiasm, no passion there. It's as though they're just going through the motions with God, and it's tragic. Why do people do that? Have you ever seen a husband and a wife sitting in a restaurant having dinner, totally bored with one another, hardly speaking? It's a sad portrait of a marriage gone cold, and that's exactly what some people's relationship with God is like. That's why I love Apollos in the New Testament, Acts chapter 18, verse 25. He had been taught about the Lord and was always excited to talk about Jesus. What he taught was right, but the only baptism he knew about was the baptism that John had taught. The meaning of the original Greek word that sits at the back of that word, excited, is that Apollos had a burning enthusiasm, a zeal for God. He may not have had his theology completely sorted out yet, but he was passionate, and that gave God something to work with. It's easy to start off our walk with Jesus with a burning enthusiasm, but as in any relationship, there's a natural tendency for it to wane, and before you know it, your relationship with the Lord looks a lot like that bored couple at dinner. I can't light that fire in your heart, but God can, because there's a power in His Word. Oh, and by the way, the fire that burns in the Lord's heart for you, it hasn't dimmed one little bit. That's God's Word. Fresh for you today. The reason that couple at dinner looks so bored is because they've stopped talking and they've stopped listening. But someone who's in God's Word every day, man, when God speaks, it rekindles that flame pronto. You can receive this fresh devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.